morning, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday online devotional. And we continue with hard sayings of Jesus. Tonight, of course, is 180 Wednesday. Bruce will continue teaching the book of Titus, First Place for Health also meets. And 6 o'clock tonight is our potluck dinner. And the studies begin around 7 o'clock. Also, of course, the children's program runs concurrently with the Bible studies. So we hope you can come. And this Sunday, of course, is the weekend Sunday of Thanksgiving. We are also commissioning some new Stephen ministers. And you can learn about the Stephen ministry at our church if you come to that service. The commissioning service will be at 11 o'clock, and Pastor Rich Weisenbach will be joining us for that. And, of course, we'll have our traditional 9:30 service. And also at 11 o'clock, we'll serve communion. So we look forward to that. We've been looking at hard sayings of Jesus. And John chapter 6 has been one of those chapters that down through time has been confusing to people. This occurs in the chronology of John. After Jesus fed the 5,000, people follow him to Capernaum, and he ends up in the synagogue there, teaching, as we find in John 6, 59. Jesus said these things in the synagogue. Now, this is where Jesus is going to talk about that we need to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Interesting, in the time of the early Roman Empire, it is said that Romans thought that Christians were cannibals. Because of this teaching and because of the words of Jesus at the Last Supper, this is my body, take and eat, and this is my blood of the new covenant, drink ye all of it, from Matthew 26. There's an essay clarifying Catholicism on a website. That's what the site is called as well, Clarifying Catholicism, and it talks about the history in that first, second century in the Roman Empire, where they thought Christians were teaching cannibalism. There's also a website called Centered on Christ that has an article about that if you want to look those up. Let me read the passage, and we're going to start at verse 60. I'm sorry. We're going to start at verse 52, and I read down through 60. And it says, so again, after the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus is going to compare his body with man and other things. He just said that they have to eat his flesh and drink his blood. And it says in verse 52, the Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. And Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. And when many of his disciples heard it, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? Now, Jesus is speaking figuratively. This is one of those, clear metaphors, but his audience doesn't understand, even though Jesus has given several clues that it's figurative. There's a couple places, but the first one, again, is as you're going into verse 50 and through there, but verse 51, I am the living bread and came down from heaven. So in the beginning was the Word, right? And then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Well, if Jesus was being literal here, modern Christians were in trouble because Jesus body is not here on the planet. We cannot eat literally his flesh or literally drink his blood. If Jesus is being literal here, his body's not here. And so he even gave them the illustration again of manna here. Verse 58, this is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate. That's a reference to the Old Testament manna. And then he says, you know, people ate that bread, it came down from heaven, and it sustained their physical body. But whoever feeds on this bread, talking about his own body figuratively, he says, you'll live forever. And so he makes these comparisons so that they'll understand. But unfortunately, they don't understand. And of course, even the disciples say, Jesus, this is a hard saying. Verse 60, who can listen to this? We don't understand. Well, Jesus isn't teaching cannibalism. He's speaking of the coming Lord's Supper, where spiritually we eat the bread representing his body and drink of his blood as a symbol of his death, burial, resurrection, his final sacrifice, the body and the blood of Christ. And so this metaphor is speaking of how, you know, relating to eternal life, that you have to believe on Jesus, John 1:12, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. And we commemorate and remember his death, burial, and resurrection as we eat the bread representing his body and drink the cup representing his blood. So a lot of people struggle with this passage. I think it's very clear that he's speaking metaphorically. He was speaking to Jews who did not understand. They knew he was talking about Moses in the wilderness and the manna, but they thought he was saying, literally, eat my flesh and drink my blood, literally. But again, as I said, there wasn't enough of Jesus to go around to give his whole body to be eaten and his blood to be drank by the entire world, as alluded to in verse 51. And so it has to be figurative. You know, he died on the cross. That's where he gave his flesh and his blood. And of course, we commemorate, remember, and worship him as we celebrate the Lord's Supper. I hope this was interesting. You might do further reading of John chapters 5 and 6. Until then, we hope to see you this evening. And of course, this weekend, Sunday, 9:30 and 11 o'clock. God bless you and have a great day. Bye now.